Welcome back to Channel 9 Live, and I've got some awesome guests here with me today, and we're going to talk about PWAs, right?
Yeah, Progressive Web Apps, yeah.
Progressive Web Apps.
Yes, sir.
So before we kind of get into the topic, can we talk a little about who you guys are and what you do here at?
Absolutely. All right. So I work on this new feature called Service Worker.
And your name is?
Ali Alabat, sorry.
Ali, yeah, no worries.
Yeah. And I work on the web platform team or Microsoft Edge.
Okay, so yeah. Microsoft Edge is the browser.
That's right.
But yeah. It does more than a browser now, right? Which is why it's the web platform team?
Yeah, so you can think of the platform as the place where all the apps, including Microsoft Edge, can actually run anything that has to do with the web. So HTML, CSS, JavaScript, all runs in what we call the web platform. And Edge is just one surface on top of the web platform. You can also write apps, web apps that will also run on that web platform.
So I could run web apps written with any kind of JavaScript, raw JavaScript, or any framework like a React or Angular?
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah.
Awesome. I like that. Okay, that's a tough one to follow. And you are Patrick?
Sure. Yeah, my name is Patrick. I'm lucky enough to work with Ali on the web platform team. I do a lot of interop work, so I work with other browsers or vendors from major libraries like the React team, Angular team, to find bugs in ours so that we can make the browser as good as possible.
So wait a minute.
Uh-huh.
You get paid by Microsoft.
Yes,
to use Chrome and Safari and Firefox.
Yeah. I have 3 cell phones, 3 laptops. I test everything. I was
but
running
you only
Safari
have 2 hands.
Today. Yeah, no, it's not all at once, luckily.
Oh, okay, good.
That's
good.
Not quite, they've yet to expect that of me, but hopefully not anytime soon.
And you guys work together on the web platform team?
Yep, we've been doing a fair amount of work together on Progressive Web Apps, and Ali's been leading it. I've been, like I said, lucky enough to work with him and do some of the public education around it.
That's awesome. For those who don't know, my name is John Papa, and I work with Microsoft on the Azure Cloud Developer Advocacy team. Yeah. And I love PWAs. I am all about JavaScript, HTML, CSS.
Great.
It just gets me going. And the one thing I'd like to start off with, though, is there's a lot of confusion, I think it's a good way to say it, about what a PWA or progressive web app is out there. Can you kind of explain what is it and why should somebody care?
Sure. Do you want to take this or do you want me to?
Yeah, you can start.
Great. Yeah. So progressive web apps are at the core really just a marketing name for web apps that work like a native application.
And is this a marketing name that Microsoft came up with or is this
No, it actually came from Frances Behrman. She's a web developer out there. Her husband helped with the concept a little bit, Alex Russell. He's an employee at Chrome. And then we worked with the Chrome team and the Mozilla team to help popularize it and make it sort of a known quantity.
So this is not just a Microsoft thing. This
absolutely
is
not.
All
no,
the
no,
different
no.
web browsers
all
platforms
major,
are working.
Yeah, all major vendors are interested in it and supporting it. And this is something that even if they're not fully on board, even if we weren't, all are, but even if they weren't, it would still work. That's
awesome.
The great thing about this. It's still a website at the end of the day. These are just features that have been added to the web platform that make it even better. So you can have a website that can be progressively enhanced with all these new features and have a website that would have worked 5 years ago now work offline, get push notifications, background syncing, all kinds of fun new goodies that have a really native feel to it.
So we have you're talking about a lot of cool stuff
with
PWAs that we could do, a lot of like native-like features.
Yep.
We've heard this story before, right?
Absolutely.
How is this different than the other stories you've heard?
I mean, we've been trying this for, 20 years with HTAs, right?
Yeah, we started with HTAs, which were HTML applications. In the crudest form, you'd be able to save an HTML file as a whatever app.hta, and then it would run as an application on Windows. We progressed very much since then. Yeah.
And they were terrible, to be clear. Like, they were not very useful, but we've learned
a lot of
years,
good ways of not to do something.
Exactly, yeah. You know, it's that whole learning 1,000 ways to not make a light bulb. And we finally figured this really way that feels really natural. And I think that Ali's been involved with a lot of the standards work, and they've done a phenomenal job with just making something that isn't bolted on or it feels really native to the platform. And so you can have service workers are a major part of that. It allows you to have a complete offline experience that's substantially better than anything we've had before. And Ali's the expert in the field, actually.
Okay.
He can probably explain that.
And let's stop for a second on this because we've thrown out a bunch of terms to people, right? Service workers and PWAs and progressive web apps.
Uh-huh.
It's progressive.
Yeah,
that's not the insurance company, right? It's like we're talking about gets better as
progressive
you go, right?
Enhancement, yeah.
So let's talk about that term in itself. Being a progressive web app, does that mean, I assume, that if I've got an older browser or device, that I'll get a lesser of an experience? And if I have a more modern one, I get more of an experience? How does that work?
Yeah, absolutely. So in the simplest way, that is how you would describe it. Progressive, the way the reason it was called Progressive Web Apps is because the idea was that you would progressively enhance your application based on the capabilities of the platform or even the browser or the device that you're on. Mm-hmm. So if you have capabilities on your device or your browser that you want to take advantage of, you would do something like feature detection and see if the capability is there. If it is, you would use it. If it's not, that's okay. You just make sure that your application works for the lowest common denominator. And so,
so you get like a base app, and then you use feature detection to figure out, for example, on my phone app, can I pin this to the home screen as an icon? Does my platform support that?
Well, and honestly, that you don't even have to think of it as a base level requirement. Actually, I'm a maintainer for Modernizer, which is a popular JavaScript library that does feature detection for you. And our website actually is a PWA. It works completely offline. It builds, it's a pluggable app, so it has like hundreds and hundreds of different files, and they're all available offline. You can build it. It gzips it locally, everything. And it actually works in Mosaic, one of the original web browsers 20 years ago, just through using a couple of different feature detections.
So you're not getting a crippled version of the app.
No, you have a full, you can load up modernizer.com/download in Lynx, the text-based browser from when, at least I was a kid, and it works in a text terminal.
I remember Lynx too.
Yeah, bash on Windows if you want to try it. It works great. But yeah, no, it's so progressive web apps are really just a new way to think about creating these websites and web apps.
So I hear a lot about, like you mentioned, one of the cool features I hear a lot, service workers. Yeah. Like to talk about that, but also like pinning an app to the home screen is another big thing.
Totally.
What about getting rid of the Chrome so you don't feel like you're in a web browser? Are all these things something you can do across the board?
Yeah, so we all have different takes on how we would enable that. What you're describing here
when you say we, you mean the different browsers?
The different platforms. Browsers, the different platforms. So the way that we think about it at Microsoft is getting rid of that Chrome really means to make that web application a real application, not a another manifestation of Edge running your application, but a real application on your device, which has the ability to be sandboxed, so it's secure, so that it has an identity on the App Store, so that you can give it ratings, you can put comments on there, you can track your analytics if you're the owner of the application. So by all means, it's a real application that once you open in Windows, it'll look like an application, but it's actually running your website, your web page.
It's almost like a lightweight UWP, effectively, right?
Right.
Right. Universal Windows, right?
Exactly.
So
yes.
It sounds to me like from a user standpoint, people using it, they don't care if it's a PWA or an iPhone app or native script or React Native.
Exactly. Yeah.
If we build these PWAs right, whatever we're running, the user shouldn't know, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
If we do it right.
Yeah, no, there's been some great examples of that recently. Twitter recently released mobile.twitter.com, which functions as a PWA. It even functions to a certain extent on an iPhone, and they don't support a lot of the features that we'll be adding in a very soon version of Edge. And it still works because it's a progressive enhancement, right? It still works on older browsers, but it continues to get better on your Android mobiles or soon Edge.
That's the key part, right? The progressive. So you can run mobile.twitter.com on all these devices, and some will just have more features than others based upon what browsers support it.
Yep.
And that'll improve over time.
Absolutely. Yeah, you just get closer and closer to native. Like they recently just lit up a feature where you're able to share directly from the website to a native application. Like you can share a tweet into a messaging app without having to like copy a URL or anything like that.
Right.
And so you actually mentioned something I wanted to jump back to, all the different options that are available that you can control. There is a feature called the Web Manifest, which is basically just a JSON corpus. If anybody that's ever made a native application, XAML or Android.
Web Manifest file,
exactly, yeah.
It's not specifically for PWAs, but...
No, yeah, it's a part of the web platform that is a piece that we like to pull in, I guess you would say, for that. And you can control a whole bunch of features within that. There's like whether or not you show the browser UI or if it's fully full screen, a start icon, the icons that you can control from the home screen when you add something to the home screen.
The start page.
And you guys tap into that for some of the information?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. That's where all the browsers pull in that information so you can have a unified look and feel.
So you didn't make up your own version?
Absolutely not.
You're using what's out there on the web.
Yeah, this is not crossbrowser.xml or anything like that. This is
no ActiveX controls, right?
Absolutely, no. This is all. That's the most exciting thing about this. I come from a web developer background. I'm fairly new to the Edge team. I've only been here for a couple of years. And it makes me so excited to see all these things that we just agree on with Chrome, with Firefox, with Safari when we're able to find them. Like, there's all these things that just really work well on the web, and I'm so excited for the future.
So what's the big sell, right? I mean, we talk to businesses and CXO levels. Yeah. We're competing with audiences here.
Absolutely.
To hear. But we talk to these folks, and they want to know, what should we be investing in for mobile in the future?
Sure.
Pure native, one of some of these hybrids like React Native or NativeScript or Ionic. There's so many different options.
Sure.
Where does PWA fit into that spectrum?
So I think it really is one of those questions that depends on where you are with what you're doing.
Yeah.
So if you're at the very start of developing your application, whether it's you're thinking about going native or if you're thinking about building your website, your mobile website, it might be a good time to think about how you can build one code base that will span these multiple device form factors, whether it's the mobile device site or if it's a mobile device application, and again, a desktop application and the desktop site. If you want it to, from the ground up, make it so that it works across all these different platforms, that's something that you would want to think about in terms of progressive web apps.
So like on my Mac and a phone app, for example, in multiple sizes, are you saying we'd share all the code or most of the code, or kind of how would that?
So ideally, all the business logics, all the core logic would be the same. The main difference would probably be the user interface. You want to really make sure that you're
not just CSS, right? You actually might have different UIs.
Different controls.
Cases. Yeah.
You might want to match the Mac OS or the Windows or the iOS controls that you're trying to build that application for.
But at least it's not completely two separate apps. You're sharing a lot of that code.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Just making where it hits the glass, that's where you change pieces of it.
And the great thing about this is you're leveraging your web app developers that already know how to build sites to also build the application. Now, that's different if you're already got a site and a native application and you're thinking about coming into this space, then the story might be a little bit different and you may want to take advantage of certain features that are now available because of this whole PWA movement, such as Service Worker, which we mentioned before.
Yeah, I want to talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's an exciting feature.
Very exciting.
What does that do for people? Pretend we have no idea what a service worker is. Sounds like somebody you pay to clean up your house, right? What's a service worker? Why do I care?
So a service worker, if we just strip it down to the basics, it's a JavaScript file that once you visit a website will get installed and be able to start receiving events for that page. So as an example, if I was on that page and I was starting to download resources for the page like images, CSS, JavaScript, whatever it may be, now the service worker has a lens into those requests and it could do things like intercept those requests and give you, the developer, an opportunity to respond with something, such as something from the cache or synthesizing a response that you can give back to the page. And this enables for you to be able to create offline experiences, flaky network connection support, just because of the ability to create a proxy on the client.
So wait, you're just saying now we can build a web app, PWA, that we could give to a user and deploy it, and they can run it offline.
Absolutely.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Yeah, no, a well-made PWA should have absolutely no difference between a native app and the progressive web app. The user experience should be the same. So you can make a PWA email application that could sync your entire email inbox offline, have all those available. You go to send an email when you're in an elevator on a plane or at a conference hall because everyone's congesting the Wi-Fi, and it just stores it locally until you get connection, and it'll automatically resync it in the background. You can really have amazing pieces of technology. The service worker is fundamental. It's the core part of PWA.
And is service worker something that, does Edge support that?
So we're working on our implementation right now. There is availability in Chrome and in Firefox. We haven't heard anything from Safari yet, but we'll have it soon in Edge.
Yeah, I know the Chrome team had. I wasn't aware Firefox did.
Yep.
And Edge is coming soon.
After. Yep. It's something Ali personally has been working on quite a bit.
And what about your favorite browser, Lynx?
Lynx, no. I don't think they're going to accept the pull request just because it is JavaScript based. But it is a really, really exciting piece of technology. And what's cool is if it's properly built, a PWA doesn't need that service worker file. Like I said, our PWA on modernizer.com works in Lynx. It doesn't have JavaScript. It still works. It just doesn't work offline.
So when you're designing an app that could work here or on a phone with PWAs, there's got to be something you've got to keep in mind beyond, let me put this another way. I'm a web app developer. Sure. I haven't done PWAs.
Sure.
I want to go down this road. What do I have to do differently when I'm designing my app?
Like at an early stage, you mean?
At an early stage. How do I have to think differently, for example?
The biggest thing I could recommend for people when you're designing early on is just empathy. most of the time, at least in my career, when I've been developing apps, it's been in a well-connected internet connection on a high-end machine.
You want me to care about the user's experience?
Well, yeah, it's actually kind of important if you want to get paid eventually. And so you can think, when you're just going through different situations, don't rely on external resources as much. Like if you have an ad network that ends up being blocking your entire network stack, it might take 20 seconds to load that app, and then all of a sudden your web app doesn't work, right? Make sure that you are designing as light as possible content so that you're not sitting megabytes down. I helped debug a website the other day that was literally sending down 700 megabytes of code without realizing it. Yeah, they accidentally committed the wrong file and were publishing it for about a week and didn't know why their app numbers had gone down so much. Turns out that's a lot of code and people don't want to wait that long. 700 megabytes. That's
fantastic.
Yeah, it was fun. A lot of zip files automatically
being
downloaded.
I'm being sarcastic, by the way.
Yeah, no, I hope so. It's terrifying. But luckily it's fixed and now we're back into the kilobyte range. But yeah, it's really just keep in mind all the different situations in which a user might go, something might go terribly wrong. You know, whether it's a poor connection, if you are offline, have something cache that so it can continue later, that sort of a thing.
So let's bring this back, because I'm designing, let's say, an Angular app, because that's what I do. I like Angular.
Absolutely.
And you said you like Angular a little
bit. I love
it. At least you play with it.
Yeah, I love it.
So we're building an Angular app. One of the things that ends up happening is we end up with scope creep with any kind of app.
Sure.
We end up with a lot of screens, a lot of stuff. In Angular, what we can do is we can do lazy loading. Mm-hmm. So we have the main core of the app, usually the main features, and then the stuff that the users always are going to visit, like the 80-90 rule, right?
Yeah.
And then the stuff that they may get to or choose to do later, we lazy load on demand.
Sure.
How would we play that into building a PWA so that they're not incurring all that, and they can still run offline?
Sure. Well, it really depends on how important that 20% case is, right, Ali? Like, you can theoretically pre-cache all of those if they are something that doesn't necessarily everyone goes to, but is pretty important to it, like the checkout process, perhaps?
Like a background load of those?
Exactly, features? Yeah. There's multiple different ways to background load scripts in a service worker. And then you can automatically pre-cache things on load. Because like a service worker is almost like a different thread in the browser. And so in the background, you can be accessing all of these things.
So it's like getting off the UI thread, doing something.
Yeah.
But the user's experience is still, they're interacting with the app.
Yeah, fast and fluid.
That's fantastic.
Absolutely. Yeah, and so then if it so happens that that isn't the case, or if you're running, say, a twitter.com, you obviously can't pre-cache every tweet. And so if you happen to go offline, you click on something, they just get put up an error that says, hey, sorry, we're offline. But the great thing is that it retains their UI, it retains their branding, so that it's not all of a sudden a broken gray screen that says you're offline. It's sort of like, hey, we'll get back to you soon, and maybe if you leave this page open, it'll automatically refresh.
So that's service workers are helping us out quite a bit there.
Absolutely.
What else is there with PWAs?
So
what do people need to know?
What else do they need to know? Well, a lot of it is a lot of things that we already do with web apps. So we're already being responsive, meaning that the application or the site will adapt to multiple different device form factors, different screen sizes. And it also means that we make it so that the app is discoverable, so that you can find it in some way, whether that's through an app store or if you're going to do a search with your favorite search engine. And it also means that it's an application that's offlineable, which is where the service worker piece comes in.
Did you say offlineable?
Offlineable.
That's a new word, right?
Yeah.
I just made that word up now.
Okay.
TM.
That's good. So discoverable, that's a key piece too.
Yeah.
You mentioned either searching for it or finding an app store. When you search for it, for example, in Bing or Google, what would happen?
So there could be different opportunities for what the search engine could do here. It could basically inform the user that when they're looking for a certain application or website, that it actually turns out it's a PWA and give you the option to install that application. Or it could be a
in the
flow.
Search results?
In the search results.
Okay.
For example, this is something that could be a way of causing an app to be discoverable. Another way is through the store itself. So you could imagine a world where you go into your device's store, your app store, and then look for the app, and you'll find the PWA there, and then be able to install it.
I think that's exciting, because a lot of people in user studies look up, whether it's the Google Play Store or the Apple Store or Microsoft Store, all these places, that's where they look for their apps, right?
Yeah.
And a lot of times they know what they're looking for, but how do you get a PWA? It's a web app.
Sure.
How does it end up in the store?
Sure. Yeah, so luckily enough, Microsoft happens to own a search engine, and we also happen to own an app store. And so we have the possibility, this is something we're still trying to work out, but you could imagine where the, since we have these standards-based things like a web manifest and a service worker, Bing, when they're going out crawling the web, can detect these things and theoretically say, like, hey, by the way, this is a PWA. at the Windows Store can be like, oh, thanks, and we can potentially start to index these things.
Nice.
So when you could imagine so that if you create an app and all we can automatically index it, if a user goes to the Windows Store to search for that app and you haven't happened to build a Windows native app, all of a sudden it's still there, you get more users. And so users are happier and you get more people, you know, happy using your app. And yeah, there's all kinds of really fun stuff actually with the Windows native, because you get access to all the WinRT APIs inside of a Windows PWA actually.
Right. So with this, you get more native access on whatever device
Absolutely.
That you're on.
Yeah.
Maybe not everything, but
sure.
It's a growing list, right?
Mm-hmm.
So guys, why is this so exciting? Why are you doing this?
Sure.
What's driving you? There's lots of places you could put your energy to future on the technology.
Yeah.
So I think for me, it's we're driving the web forward in the sense that the web couldn't have done this before. We're introducing a lot of new great tech that hadn't been there like 3 years ago or even 5 years ago. And now we're able to do things that native apps have been doing since the beginning of time. And now we're able to do them as web applications. And it's really kind of closing that interop gap between native and web and giving the option for the developer to choose if they want to build it as a native application or if they want to choose as a web application.
So they don't have to completely switch their technology stack.
Right.
From their building web apps, now I got to go learn iOS or Android or some other native technology. Now I can use the same skills that would work across these different platforms.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And so making me more employable.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I think we all like that.
Yeah.
I mean, as web developers, that's why we love to do this stuff, because it's it just makes the web greater.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, it just makes our platform wonderful.
So you like that?
Yeah, absolutely.
You like when your web platform's good?
I am a big fan of that. Yes.
That's great. Yeah. And you guys are we talked about your team name before we came on air. You guys are the Edge team, but you're the web platform. Team,
yes.
Right.
Yeah.
So why, I thought that was interesting that you said it that way.
Because
mm-hmm. I've been hearing that a lot lately from web communities. Why web platform? That infers a lot of more is coming.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's a lot of, the web platform isn't necessarily a new concept in Microsoft, but it might be new to some of the people watching. And what's wonderful about having a web platform that isn't directly built into the app is you can harness all the work that Ali and his team have made within your own apps. If you want to have your XAML application that happens to have a web view in it,
right.
You can totally leverage all of the APIs, you get them instantly, and as soon as we are available to Edge, the app, the browser that the users are used to, you can have that same one available. All the great new APIs, all the PWA features are available to you. And so it's the platform is just a growing concept, and it can go on all kinds of different devices. You know, the One Windows platform, all of them have the same Edge web platform processes, and it's just wonderful to see that grow.
That's great. So you mentioned a couple things that kind of scare me, like a 700 meg app.
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I hope you didn't write that, by the way.
No. I was lucky enough to fix that.
And if you did, you wouldn't admit it on the air, right?
I hope not, no. Yeah.
How do you... That would scare me a little, because there's a lot of large web apps out there in the real world.
Absolutely.
If I was looking to maybe go towards PWA and I had a large one, let's say not 700 meg.
Sure.
10 meg.
Sure.
It's a lot still, right?
Yeah.
What would I have to do to start rethinking that existing app to move towards PWAs?
Sure. Well, one of the nice things at first, at least with PWAs, is even if you do have a larger app to begin with technologies like service workers, you can have that cached and offline so that when you go to load that page, it can be still instantaneous because you're reading that 10 megs from disk as opposed to from some server in Virginia or California.
So there's an initial hit maybe.
Yeah, that initial hit's still there, and while you're able to kind of start to piece things out. Outside of that, there's all kinds of features that the Edge team has in blog posts and public talks that we'd love to help people. I mean, if anybody has a 10 megabyte application, please reach out because I would love to make
the internet
better.
That's what I was hoping you'd say. So there's a way to communicate with you all.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Where should folks find you mostly?
At MS Edge Dev.
MS Edge Dev on Twitter is great. My name, Patrick Kettner, is on pretty much any social media. I love hearing from web devs and their complaints about the web platform because I want to make them better, and I want to make it better.
You just heard it.
Yeah.
Everybody is complaining on the web about anything.
Yeah, no.
Patrick wants to hear from you.
Yeah, I had an open offer with multiple devs to literally file a bug on any browser because I would so much rather know the bug and make sure it tries to get fixed, even if it's in Chrome. Then I just want the web to win, and I want the web to be a better place.
I think that's the key with all these teams. Like, I've worked with the Chrome team in the past and worked with you guys. What I hear, the common thread, no matter what company it is, it seems like everybody just wants to move the web further.
Yes.
And if you ask them what that means, which you described eloquently here, a lot of them just want to make things better. It's like the native apps are up here. Mm-hmm. The web apps are chasing them. The native apps get a little faster. I think the gap between the native apps and the web is getting smaller these days.
Absolutely. So
wouldn't you agree?
Mm-hmm.
There's little we do. Remember the days when we couldn't even take a picture through HTML?
Yeah, no.
Now we've had that for years. I don't even know how many years.
You know, Instagram.com actually on their mobile site just added the ability to take a photo from their web app. directly on, and that's something that wasn't even possible 2 years ago on a mobile app. So it's, we're finally getting close, like you say, in a lot of ways. And even then, I love native apps too. Like, I have friends that build React Native apps that would never build a web app because they build very specific things that just aren't possible on the web. And that's great. Use the right tool for the right job. We just want to make sure the web is as versatile and as useful as a tool as possible.
So to kind of wrap things up, I wanted to ask you a really important question. We're here at Build. Yeah. This is a Microsoft conference.
Yeah.
You guys are all talking about web standards and the browser, moving things forwards. And I know we're talking about the Edge team too, but what are you guys doing here at Build? To share with us a little bit about, like, what's your goal about being here at Build?
I think for me, it's just meeting all our customers, talking to them, informing them about progressive web apps, informing them about what work we're doing on the Edge team, because a lot of folks don't actually know what it is that we do.
Yeah. So, I wasn't aware of all this either.
Yeah, no. So it's always good to hear, oh, I don't know what that is. Can you please tell me more? And yeah. I'd love to tell you more.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Hey, guys, thanks for coming on. It was
thanks for having
really
us, John.
So
we appreciate it.
And use more PWAs.
Absolutely.